have you known that I love to live with you? But you make me forget so very much. I forget to pray for the angels, and then the angels forget to pray for us.
You made it. You made it to the point, the purpose, the goal of your whole week. Tuning in here to In You All Along at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's all uphill from here. already tore off the Friday off the calendar. Well, no siree. No, we're not going to get away with skipping Friday here. Not with In You All Along here. You have worked your whole week to get to listen to tune on, turn up, and take out something to. And here you are. It's the best thing that's happened to you in 7 days. It's the last In You All Along. You're welcome. And thank you for tuning in. I didn't mean to sound disrespectful. I hope you've been enjoying yourself so far. I've been enjoying myself. It's been a particularly nice Friday. Bright blue skies. For those of you that were stuck indoors, it was a bright blue cold Saturday. Friday. Well, I've done it myself. It was a bright blue but chilly Friday. Brisk. Seasonably brisk. We just heard from The Who with a live version of their song Little Billy, which was live at the Fillmore East in 1968. To my knowledge, that was on a bootleg, first of all. I got it on a cassette tape. When? I don't even remember. From somebody at like a flea market or something. I got it on a cassette in like 1991. Back when I was 56 years old. I'm pushing 90 right now. But I think it's from 1972. I try to type in a question mark after the release date of 1972 in the system, and it said to me, released must be an integer. The integer police have taken over here. Before that, we heard, Little Billy was a PSA that didn't work out. The Who had been asked by somebody in their management or promotion somewhere, had connections to the American Cancer Society, who asked them to do an anti-smoking song, and that's what that was. It was about little Billy outlasting all the kids that made fun of him because he was the only one that didn't smoke, and they all, one by one, dropped dead. Before that, we heard from the Woolly Mammoths with Cigarettes Are Bullies. That's from their 2017 album, Resist Consumerism. Buy our album. Those two songs, back-to-back, go out as a special nod to somebody close to the show here who prefers not to be named, who recently celebrated 10 years of not smoking. And I think that person deserves a nod. So there you go, person that will not be named. Before that, we heard from Mike Gent with his 2013 song, Last Boat to Japan. That was off of his album, The Rapid Shave. Mike Gent will be sitting in tonight with the Handymen, who play periodically down at the Plow and Stars, and they're some of the most talented musicians around town. I always, many times on this show and elsewhere, I've told people, go check out the Handymen. But he'll be sitting in, and I think Megan Tracy will be as well, so drag your weary bones down there. Leave a little something left in the tank after In You All Along. We opened up the set in the show with Stereolab's Pause from Transient Random Noise Burst with Announcements, their weirdest and most interesting record, in my opinion, by far, from 1993 on the Duophonic label. And that is what you heard in the first of the sets of this show. what you are going to hear in the second of the sets of this show is this.
Straight up cannibal. suddenly walking down this long hallway, striped hallway. I've been wanting to walk down this hallway for quite some time now. I'm surprised to see that there are doors leading off of it. I guess into the Westin? I don't know. They have spikes in here to deter pigeons. A beautifully colored hallway. Might snap a little pic in here. Sort of a seafoam hallway. Amazing to be here. Here we go, taking a quick picture. Picture, but what are you gonna do? Anyhow, we're gonna be walking out here on the Cumberland in a second for the first time ever. On the Cumberland Ave. It's cold temperature in the hallway. It's about to get a little hotter. We're now walking out here on the Cumberland. It's a nice speed. Three fills.
Is empty.
ready for pizza. Did you know we're having pizza? All you have to do to take part in tonight's pizza party here on In You All Along, which admittedly was a surprise. I didn't want you to know, or it wouldn't have been as much fun. Step one, order some pizza. You have 22 minutes to do this and to receive it. Open the pizza box and consume your pizza along with all the other listeners. I'm not allowed to eat here in the studio, but I'm with you in spirit. That's why I just played the pizza song by the Sewer Buddies from their 2019 short release called Pizza Butt. I said butt on the radio. What are you going to do about it? That's a terrific song. If you couldn't make out the lyrics, they're pretty great. They're all about, mostly about the cheese. And then the empty pizza box. And hatred and contempt for the pizza box that has no pizza in it. Ending, of course, in Get No Funeral, straight to the trash. It's an epic 2 minute and 29 second, the life of the pizza and its box. The Sewer Buddies will be playing at the Midway on Saturday, tomorrow, at a benefit for Horizons for Homeless Children with Electric Street Queens. Didn't do my diction exercises today. Loretta, Battery March, and M.O.T.O. That's a cheap show, only $7, a 3 o'clock in the afternoon show, way down there at the Midway, which is 4,700 miles south of Medford in Jamaica Plain. Prior to those guys, what did we hear? We heard from Grief. Not that kind of grief. Not the kind of grief I give you every week. Nope. But G-R-E-E-F. Grief, he is from Portland, Maine. I feel like here we shouldn't need to say Maine. But it's out of habit that I do it anyway. He is from Portland. The only one we care about here. That's from his, that's actually from a compilation from 2019 of the Secret Nectar Music Collective up in Portland. They have 27 songs on that. I don't yet own that compilation, but I will before much time goes by. Available for only $7 on Bandcamp. This being a nonprofit station, I'm not allowed to give you a call to action, but I know that I will be buying that. Grief will be playing in a Boston Hassle show, and you have to go to the Boston Hassle website and email them to get the address. Someplace on the J.P. Roxbury line. I can't actually say the name of the place on the radio either because it's got a unfriendly to the airwaves word in it, but you can go on the Boston Hassle website. He'll be playing with Ruth Garbus, Grandmother Miracles, and KOTC. So much good stuff going on. It's my intent to dig a little deeper than the usual places we all love and I get into ruts of talking about, but there are so many nooks and crannies to the music scene here. I pledge to try harder to get a little further and a little deeper, because that's what we need in a music scene. We need We need fringes. We need edges. We need basements and the like. Before that, what did we hear? We heard from Pleasure Venom, who are a self-described experimental punk band from Austin, Texas. Those ladies gave us Eddie is the song they gave us from their 2018 self-titled release. I sure hope they make it up around this way, because I have sure enjoyed listening to them. And we open up that set with Wild Billy Childish and the Friends of the Buff the Friends of the Buff Medway Fanciers Association, a band better known as the Buff Medways, one of Wild Billy Childish's seemingly dozens of bands and acts. That was Medway Wheelers from the album of the same name from 2005. That song to me sounds an awful lot like some dirty, scratchy record by The Who from the early 60s. It sounds a lot like Substitute to me. We already played The Who in here, so we won't be doing any interesting pairing of the two. But that's my opinion. Now is the time where I take some numbers on a page and I do some math. Let's see, we got 9, 10, 11, 12, and it's 5:44. That means we're just going to keep playing some more music. What do you think? That's what I thought too. All right, let's go right on ahead. Oh, and behind me, of course, this is Lee Hazelwood's Woodchucks, his backing band there, with their rendition of Frenesi. And I forget who Frenesi was originally by. I did do my homework, but I forgot it at home. And that song is a long ways. It's from 1968, probably about 30 years after that song was first recorded. In any case, it'll all be on the playlist. The playlist, which you can find at facebook.com/inyoualalong every week, full of details, upcoming shows that bands that you heard here will be played in, and a link to the archive, all kinds of fun stuff. Make sure you check into the Facebook page for In You All Along and keep abreast for the value-added experience. Anyway, I promised you more music, so here you go.
a Nazi living in my head. He brings me to the gallows while the piper plays to gathered living dead. Tacos, beer, and pizza were the currency he used to pay the bribe to my inner politician, who was hungry for Doritos at the time. I've read of all the graves in France where lots of famous people go to croak. There's teenagers who visit there. They pay respects by boldly taking tokes. And then they go sashaying down the streets of Paris, fickle and unkind. They were sipping some red wine, and they were hungry for Doritos at the time. If I had synesthesia, would my shit sound more like jazz or heavy metal? The Nazi told me everything I make is shit, so really on some level. There's probably lots of different kinds of music represented in my life. The piper plays them all, but he's hungry for Doritos at the time.
Hello, I'm Sarah Deutsch of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. If you speak your mind in your blog or podcast, you need EFF. Protect your free speech rights at EFF.org.
Okay, that is going to do it for this edition of In You All Along. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just heard from the Faith Healers with I'm Ready from 1992's Peel Sessions, a fantastic album from beginning to end. I can't recommend it enough. Before that, we heard Ruth Garbus, who is also in that Boston Hassle show tomorrow night with Grief and several others down on the Roxbury JP line. Go to their website to find out more. That song was Hello Everybody from 2016's album of the same name. She is from Brattleboro, Vermont, and I can't get enough of Ruth's stuff. And we open up with my friends Judy and Aaron and Dan and so-and-so with their song Statue from 2011's Sparrow with a Crumb. That's going to do it. Thank you so much for tuning in here to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. Both of them coming up next.